starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
At first, it was treated as a joke, an American president suggesting he wanted to take over territory belonging to a European ally. No one's laughing now. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen certainly isn't.
I believe that the American president should be taken seriously when he says that he wants Greenland. But I also want to make it clear that if the United States chooses to attack another NATO country militarily, then everything stops. That is, including our NATO, and thus the security that's been provided since the end of the Second World War.
Those living in Greenland are also taking Donald Trump's remarks more seriously than they have in the past. Christian Elsner lives in Greenland's capital, Nuuk.
Yes, much more serious. It suddenly came up to a completely different level, you could say. You can see that he simply does whatever suits him, which I find quite disturbing.
Another Nuuk local, Patrick Abraham, says recent events in South America have worried him.
In the light of Venezuela, that it comes so promptly afterward, one has to take it a bit more seriously.
Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen is telling citizens not to be afraid that Greenland, a democratic country, cannot be compared to Venezuela. But since the operation in Venezuela, President Trump has repeatedly mentioned his desire to control Greenland.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and the European Union needs us to have it, and they know that.
The European Union doesn't agree. Anita Hipper is the EU's Foreign Affairs and Security Policy spokeswoman.
The EU will continue to uphold the principles of national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the inviolability of borders and the UN Charter.
Greenland already hosts several hundred US service members at a space base, and Denmark has made it clear it's open to an even bigger US military presence on the island. Both countries are members of NATO, so should any attempt be made by the US to annex Greenland, it would be the biggest threat to the alliance. Survival since it was formed 76 years ago. Rasmus Sindig Sondergaard is with the Danish Institute of International Studies.
Well, in case of a US military invasion of Greenland, which I think is unlikely still, in that scenario though, the NATO alliance would in reality de facto cease to exist. If you have one member attacking another member, there is no alliance.
Other NATO members are making it clear they support the Danish position, although none has said what they would do in response to a hostile takeover attempt. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer had this to say.
The future of Greenland is for Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark, and for Greenland and the future of Denmark only.
It's a view shared by most Danes, such as Copenhagen resident Johan Knudsen.
It's absurd, and I think he's the archetype of greed, and we need to push back and let him know that this is not for him. And it's just madness.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.